Teach with your strengths. How great teachers inspire their students. Authors: Roseanne Leisfeld and Jo Ann Miller, with Jennifer Robinson. The behavior of great teachers. Great teachers' methods and intuitions are different. They don't operate like other teachers, and they don't believe everything they're taught or told. They work by instincts more than even they know, having worked out the strategies and approaches that succeed for them in reaching different students. Great teachers have something that less effective teachers don't have: innate talent for the job. That talent is natural and individual, and it spurs great teachers to behave in ways unique to them. Strengths and weaknesses, skills, and knowledge. Strength is the ability to consistently provide near-perfect performance in a specific task. It is usually composed of talents, skills, and knowledge. It always begins with the right talents for the task. A skill is the basic ability to perform the steps of specific tasks. Skills do not naturally exist within us, but they can be acquired through training. Knowledge is what you know. It includes the hard facts you have grasped and understanding that you have gained through experience. Your weaknesses are your areas of lesser skill, knowledge, or talent. They are a concern only when they can negatively affect outcomes. Then, they should be managed. Weaknesses in skill can often be managed through training. Weaknesses in knowledge can be managed through education. Weaknesses in talent can be managed through support systems and complementary partnerships. The Clifton StrengthsFinder Assessment, Putting Your Talents to Work. The Clifton StrengthsFinder Assessment provides a wide range of themes of talent. Knowing your top themes is only the first step in a journey. You're halfway there when you discover the talents those themes hold and how you can build on them to create strengths. Achiever. Your achiever theme helps explain your drive. Achiever describes a constant need for achievement. You feel as if every day starts at zero. By the end of the day, you must achieve something tangible in order to feel good about yourself. Your natural determination and diligence are probably key factors in your success as an educator, as you consistently commit long hours to the hard work of teaching. Your natural determination and diligence are probably key factors in your success as an educator. Even though you have more energy and stamina than most, give thought to how you can maximize your time and energy. Analytical. Your analytical theme challenges other people. Prove it. Show me why what you are claiming is true. You do not necessarily want to destroy other people's ideas, but you do insist that their theories be sound. You like data because they are value-free. You don't tend to accept new teaching theories or programs at face value. You might even find yourself in heated debates until you're convinced that the research is good. Make sure that those around you understand that your skepticism is about the data, not the people behind the data. Belief. If you possess a strong belief theme, you have certain core values that are enduring. These values vary from one person to another, but ordinarily your belief theme causes you to be family-oriented, altruistic, even spiritual, and to value responsibility and high ethics, both in yourself and others. These core values affect your behavior in many ways. They give your life meaning and satisfaction. In your view, success is more than money and prestige. You are likely to be a values-driven person. In fact, some of your values are so solid and permanent that you might even be willing to die for them. Continue to develop greater clarity in regard to these stable values so that you are able to communicate their essence. Command. Command leads you to take charge. Unlike some people, you feel no discomfort with imposing your views on others. On the contrary, once your opinion is formed, you need to share it with others. Once your goal is set, you feel restless until you have aligned others with you. Become aware of the challenging or pressure-packed situations in your classroom or school, and get yourself in a position to provide much-needed leadership through your powerful presence and personality. Context. You look back because that is where the answers lie. From your vantage point, the present is unstable, a confusing clamor of competing voices. It is only by casting your mind back to an earlier time, a time when the plans were being drawn up, that the present regains its stability. One of the benefits of context talents for teachers is that you are better equipped to recall what it was like to be a student, academically, physically, emotionally, and socially. Deliberative. You are careful, you are vigilant, you are a private person. You know that the world is an unpredictable place. Everything may seem in order, but beneath the surface, you sense the many risks. Rather than deny these risks, you draw each one out into the open. Then each risk can be identified, assessed, and ultimately reduced. You are likely to require privacy, personally and at school, because teaching is, by nature, quite public. You might need to deliberately carve out some time in the day to be by yourself. Ideation. You are fascinated by ideas. You are delighted when you discover beneath the complex surface of an elegantly simple concept to explain why things are the way they are. An idea is a connection. Yours is the kind of mind that is always looking for connections, and so you are intrigued when seemingly desperate phenomena can be linked by an obscure connection. You have an open and creative mind. You naturally gravitate towards progressive concepts and approaches. If your school doesn't have an educational research and development team, consider starting one. Includer. Stretch the circle wider. This is the philosophy around which you orient your life. You want to include people and make them feel part of the group. You are an instinctively accepting person. Come up with ways to make everyone truly feel that they are an integral part of your classroom or school. Relator. Relator describes your attitude towards your relationships. In simple terms, the relator theme pulls you towards people you already know. You do not necessarily shy away from meeting new people. In fact, you may have other themes that cause you to enjoy the thrill of turning strangers into friends. But you do derive a great deal of pleasure and strength from being around your close friends. Relators tend to give more than they take. It's just how they operate. Don't forget that this is a form of real generosity. And for it to continue, you must ensure that your educational input keeps up with your educational output. Restorative. You love to resolve problems. You enjoy the challenge of analyzing the symptoms, identifying what's wrong, and finding the solution. Fixing things comes easily for you, and you are drawn towards solving problems. However, remember that sometimes the best way to fix a problem is to empower people to fix it themselves. Where do you go from here? Learning to use your talents is a journey of 1,000 steps. The first step of the journey is being aware of your talents, and the rest of the journey is learning how to own and apply them. The more you think about your talents, the more you'll notice how they contribute to your strengths. And the more you notice this connection, the more aware you'll be of your potential for even more strengths as a teacher. Great teachers are the most valuable professionals in our society. At the very least, they provide our young people with the education they need to be successful adults. Sometimes, these great teachers even save young people who have no one else.